Thank you for calling your 24-hour Denny's. This is speaking. I'm the manager. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Tom Williker. I'm calling from the corporate office, and we have a major issue right now that needs to be rectified immediately.
Okay. Can you give me a... is there any way you can verify who you are? Can I get your corporate ID?
First of all, okay, can you do me a favor and put the... can I please speak to the manager?
Well, sir, as I've stated when I first answered, I am the manager. I'm the head manager here of this Denny's.
Okay, well, sir, as I said, my name is Tom Williker.
Okay.
My corporate ID is...
All right. 438... And
okay.
Again, that's Tom Williker calling from the head office out here outside of Winter Haven.
Winter Haven?
Yeah, Winter Haven.
Where's that located at?
Winter Haven, Florida. I can give you the address.
Okay.
The address to the head office is 8 Winter Haven, Florida, 30.
Okay.
And you can reach me here at the phone number 83.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to... Can I actually call you right back,
because
we are busy.
Sir.
Can I call you back within maybe like a half hour, 45 minutes? Would that be all right?
Yeah, but sir, I just want to stress to you that this is extremely important.
Okay,
I don't want to make anybody alarmed, but right now we are dealing with a possible salmonella outbreak.
Are you serious?
And we need to do a few tests,
Cindy,
to ensure that
Cindy,
this isn't
we have
happening
a situation.
At your location. The location
okay.
number is 27.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. Let me call you back in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
This is,
okay.
Obviously, it's very important. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes just to verify who you say you are and all that.
That's
other
fine.
Stuff. And yeah, I'll call you right back.
All right. That's no problem.
Hello. This is Tom Williker with your Denny's corporate office here in Winter Haven. How may I help
Hi,
you?
Hi, Tom. This is the manager over at Denny's. We just got off the phone about 10 minutes ago or so.
Oh, yes. This is very important.
Okay,
I need
I'm
you
listening.
Guys to follow my instructions.
Absolutely.
Very carefully. This should probably... It's going to take a little bit. There's going to be
okay.
some testing involved, but it should all be able to confirm... that there is absolutely no salmonella outbreak there at this location.
Okay.
If you give me 1 second, I need to make sure that
okay.
my assistant manager is out there on the floor, because, as I said before, we are very busy.
Okay,
so if
that's,
you just...
I understand.
Put you on hold for... give me about maybe 1 minute, approximately.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, 1 minute. I'll be right back.
I have a situation I got to deal with here from corporate.
Hello?
Okay. All right. Are you all ready? You're all set to go?
Yes, sir. I just need to know what the procedures might be.
Okay. All right. Now, I just need you to listen to me carefully.
Absolutely.
The first test we're going to do has the deep fryer.
Okay.
That's in the main part of the kitchen.
Okay. All right. What's the procedure?
Okay, all right. Now, this is going to sound a little strange, a little bizarre,
okay.
but this is actually a test. It's an industry standard test.
All right.
This will just give us a slight clue of a possible salmonella outbreak. What you're going to do is you're going to get
okay. –
do you have one of the big food-grade buckets there?
Yes, we
okay,
do.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to need you to go to your ice machine.
Okay.
Okay. I need you to fill it up with ice completely.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then come back to the phone.
Okay. I'm not exactly following here, sir.
Please. There's no time to debate this. There's a lot on the line here. We could lose a lot of money, a lot of business. Just like I said, just follow my instructions and everything should work out just fine.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to set the phone down, and I should return within a few seconds.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
James! James, get the door for me, please.
Oh, shit. You guys, this is going to be fucking great. He's actually doing it.
Hello.
Okay, Tom, what's the next step here? Okay, now I need you to go into your walk-in cooler where you keep all the eggs and all the dairy products, and I need you to take a few eggs out.
All right.
And bring it out to the counter. I'm going to need you to what you're going to do is you're going to crack one and let it spill over the ice.
Okay, over the ice. All right.
Whatever we got to do.
All right. Let me sit you right down. I'll be back.
Hello.
Okay. All right. So you have the eggs ready and ready to go and everything?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. While you're on the phone with me, you're on the cordless, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. What I need you to do: take one of the eggs, crack it.
Okay.
Over the bucket of ice. Now I know it sounds a little weird, but you're gonna crack it over the ice and let the egg yolk drop into the ice bucket all over the ice.
Okay. All right. All right, give me 1 second. Let me do that.
Okay, it's dropped right onto the ice.
Okay, good. All right.
So what you're gonna do now? Now. Are you you in the part of the kitchen? Where is your deep fryer?
It's on the other side.
Near the deep fryer, by any chance?
It's on the other side.
Yeah, I need you to go over there.
All right, let me move this over there.
Yeah, this is like the most important part of the whole thing.
Okay.
As you're walking over there, what I need you to do is take the bucket of ice has the egg yolk and everything on
it.
Yes,
yes.
And I'm going to need you to throw that into the deep fryer. Just throw the whole thing right into the big vat of oil.
Sir, are you sure?
Absolutely, 100%.
Are you sure this is part of the procedure?
Listen. We've done this at 6 different locations so far.
Okay.
The test proved that we were okay. We were good to go.
Really?
Basically, what this is going to do, let me explain the science behind this. When you throw the ice with the egg yolk, if the egg's not contaminated, what it'll do is it'll float to the top, and the ice will actually
really.
What it's going to do is it's going to help it, and if the deep fryer begins to froth with the egg and things like that, it'll be a sign whether if there's salmonella contamination within the egg itself.
All right, if you say so.
Okay. Now, what you to do is go over there. Make sure nobody's by the deep fryer. Make sure nobody's in the kitchen at the time that you do this. Just to ensure everyone's safety.
All right. Let me call.
I need you to get out of the kitchen or out of that side of where the deep fryer is, as we're running a salmonella test, and just to ensure everyone's safety, it shouldn't take any more than like 2 minutes at tops. I'm on the phone with corporate.
Okay, all right. I'm walking over, with the bucket of ice to the deep fryer.
Okay, good. All right, so we have no time to waste. As soon as you get over there,
okay,
what you're going to do is you're going to pour that entire bucket with the egg on it. You're going to pour it directly into the hot oil.
All right. Okay, Tom. 1 second.
All right. Okay, so I just drop it right in?
Yes.
Do it.
All right, here it goes.
All right.
Now, let me know what's happening.
Ah, shit!
gone.
You okay, yo, get the fire.
Dude, are you guys hearing this?
Oh shit!
Oh fuck!
Yo, he's on fire.
Someone
he
call the fire department.
He on fire! Get the fire extinguisher!
Call the fire department!
Hey, yo, Cindy, get your ass out!
Call
here.
The fire department!
Call the fire department!
Call 911! Oh shit! We gotta get out of here, guys!
Oh,
we gotta get out of here!
Oh dude, I'm gonna be in big fucking trouble. Oh. What the fuck? Do you... Oh my god. What the fuck? Oh. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I hope no one was hurt. Oh.